Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You just tuned into the Hour Show.
-10.
And it is a biggie. It's your boy Journey Gray. I want you to settle in and experience some hip hop. Go.
I'm tap dancing on the beat, Savion, Sammy Davis, Man Cabbage, packed in the Cadillac, smoking haze again. John Blazing, ghost writing, striking lightning. Call me Thor, control the flow, I'm Poseidon. When I'm writing, took the score of my life through the strife, found the Lord in the mic without a hype. Found freedom out, chasing the adrenaline, hoping I could spit again. One more song, open mics, I was killing them. Now you feel the power, the present is the gift and the time is the hour. Seducing seconds as they beckon for the second coming. I'm no messiah, but there's fire when I'm strumming. Vocal cords when I'm humming, lightning bullets in the hundreds. In Chicago in the summer, from some youngins in the Hummer. I'm BB King with Adidas on, I'm complex. I'm Stephen King when the beat is on in context. You can consider me a killer in this trilogy. Plates bring the realest on the show so you can feel it. We are a tribe leading new school scenarios. So listen close as we commute through your stereo.
This is Journey Brave, and you are now tuned in to the D Hour Show.
What's going on? It's the D Hour Show on Blog Talk Radio. It's your boy D Slate. That was the new intro for the D Hour Show. Yes, indeed. Courtesy of my man, my boy, Journey Brave. I got to give a shout out to my man, Journey Brave, for hooking me up with the new intro. Oh, yeah, getting it in as always. And you know how we do it, people, on this lovely, lovely Thursday, July 5th, 2012. Hey, it's Celebrity Thursday. Yes, people, it's Celebrity Thursday, and you already know how we do it on Celebrity Thursday. We got a wonderful show tonight. Epic for all the Neo Soul fans out there, everybody that loves Neo Soul music. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, tonight on Celebrity Thursday, we will be talking to Neo Soul superstar singer and new author, Mr. Music Soul Child, is going to be joining us tonight. So, yeah, we're getting it in tonight on Celebrity Thursday for the fit-ins, no doubt. And playing all the hits, you know how we do it on the D Hour Show, all the independent, up-and-coming artists and celebrity hits, getting it in as always. I got my co-host in the building, my girls in the building, Miss Fabulous and the lovely Amber joining us right now. Miss Fab, how you doing?
I'm doing fabulous. Everyone to the listeners, the D Hour Show family, it's been a great week thus far. A little difficult going back to work after, you know, the 4th of July, or should I say the 4th day in the 7th month. And everybody, how's you doing? How are you doing, D Slate and Amber?
Hey, Miss Fabulous. Hey,
well,
D Slate. I'm doing great.
Yes, girl. We're
going
big in the studio.
Yeah, you know, we're getting it in. We're getting it in. Of course, I got my girl Amber in the building. How you doing, Amber?
Hey, doing good. It's a wonderful day. I'm still recuperating a little bit from the 4th, all that barbecue, but, you know, hey, what can I say?
Hey.
Okay, I think we all recuperating. I think I had a couple of shots of a barbecue sauce yesterday. So I'm having a little bit of a BBQ withdrawal. I like to call it BBQ withdrawal. So
if it
seems like I'm getting my shake and my Twitter on, my little shivers on during the show, it's only because I'm going through barbecue withdrawal. We like to call it BBQ withdrawal. So. I got to take a couple of shots of sweet baby rays or open pit or something to get myself, you know, back right again. So, you know, it's all good.
That's what's What's up?
Yes. And you know, if you know, all the artists out there that are listening, absolutely, if you are an up and coming artist, if you are a hip hop artist, singer, if you are a poet, you like to have your music played on a D Hour show, if you like to recite some of your poetry on the D Hour show, all you have to do is email us at dhourshow@gmail.com. That's dhourshow@gmail.com. You can also catch up with us on MySpace, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. Just search the keyword D Hour Show. Also, listen to the D Hour Show if you got a cell phone. If you have an Android cell phone, you can listen, you can download the new app, the free app, TuneIn Radio. Go to TuneIn Radio, TuneIn, TuneIn Radio, and you can download that and you can listen to the D Hour Show on that as well. And for all the iPhone users and iPad users, yes, indeed, you can listen to the D Hour Show on iTunes. Check out iTunes to listen to the D Hour Show as well. Getting it in tonight on this lovely Celebrity Thursday. I got to tell the people, I went out and checked out the new Spider-Man movie. I saw the new Spider-Man movie. I have to give them props. The movie was definitely well written. It was definitely well done. I gotta say it captured the true nature of Spider-Man that you know everybody grew up watching, you know, and different things like that. Because I think in the first couple of movies, don't get me wrong, the first three movies were good. But I had a little problem with Spider-Man shooting webs out of his skin. I had a little problem with that.
Out of his natural skin?
Natural skin. He was in the first three movies that came out, he was shooting webs out of his natural skin. I kind of had a problem with that. Because that's not how. That's not the real Spider-Man. You know, they made him seem like some kind of real crazy mutant or something like that. And that's not what,
I feel you.
Spider-Man had created devices, you know, web shooting devices, and he put them on his
with
wrist.
The costume.
And that's how he shot a web.
He didn't have
web shooting out of his skin, so I don't know where they came up with that, but in the new movie, you know, of course he had web devices he created, and he shot webs out of that, so it captured the essence of Spider-Man. So it was a great movie. I have to give it to him. I see why they brought it out around the 4th of July. You know, they always do that. Every big time movie usually comes out around the 4th. So, gotta give them credit. Gotta give Hollywood credit on that one. Spider-Man was a great movie. So, if you guys haven't got a chance to go check it out, make sure you check it out.
From the 70s, when they used to have Spider-Man, they were like, Spider-Man. Nobody does it like that. And I used to be hyped about that. I'm the only one in here that remember that.
I remember.
Wonder Twin Powers deactivate. Okay.
Yes. That came out back in 67 when that Spider-Man aired on TV. But, I remember that. It showed out throughout the 70s. It was, I love that cartoon. I remember growing up watching it.
Exactly. So are we still Wonder Twin Powers or
Wonder Twin Powers? I gotta say though, the Wonder Twins had some lame powers. I don't know about that. They was forming water and ice cubes and snow and what the girl was forming into animals and stuff. I don't know.
Girl,
wow.
But that just shows what we had back then and what the kids look at now. What is the stuff that the kids are watching now? It's crazy.
Yeah, they're watching some crazy stuff.
Exactly.
They're watching cartoons that I can't even pronounce. I don't know.
Exactly.
They're watching so much crazy stuff now, it's ridiculous. So,
hypnotizes them. Some of the stuff just hypnotizes them, and some of the stuff is just stupid, and some of the stuff is not appropriate, period.
A walking sponge with shorts on. I mean, come on now, really? A walking sponge with shorts. I mean, come on.
You know what? I like SpongeBob. Don't do that.
They might as well have came up with a walking Brillo pad or a walking SOS pad with jeans on or something.
He don't clean nothing. He don't clean a dang old thing, and he's a walking sponge. Ain't that crazy?
That's real.
He don't clean a damn thing.
That's real. But it's the D Hour Show, ladies and gentlemen. It's your host, D Slate, Miss Fabulous, and Amber. We're in the building right now. We're going to get ready to play a tech of music break and hopefully get it in with my man Music Soul Child on this lovely Celebrity Thursday. Oh, yeah, we're getting it in like that. And we're going to start it off, yes, we're going to start it off with one of music hits. We like to call it So Beautiful right here on the D-Hour Show. Blog Talk Radio, let's get it.
Yes.
You know
that you know you're so beautiful.
Yeah, babe.
I won't.
Tell me where you wanna be. I'm believing in a round, black or white, hot or cold, yes or no. Cause I wanna be your baby, but just know I came with one foot in and one foot out the door.
Before that, we played one of Music Soul Child's hit singles, So Beautiful. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, it is my pleasure to introduce our guest for tonight. You've known him for such hits as Buddy, Teach Me, So Beautiful, Don't Change, countless hits. For all the Neo Soul fans out there alike. And now, with his new book, and also labeled as a new author now, with his new love and relationship book, ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm D Hour Show welcome to one of my favorite artists, Mr. Music Soul Child.
Hey,
how you doing, bro?
Good, man. I'm good. How about yourself?
I'm good, bro. First and foremost, man, I want to thank you so much for joining us on the show tonight, man. It's an absolute pleasure to have you on the show.
No doubt, man. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely, bro. Absolutely. Now, my first question for you, bro, is, of course, we'll definitely get into the music because I know everybody wants to definitely hear about that. But I actually want to talk to you. My first question for you is about your new book, your new love and relationship book. Tell us a little bit about that.
Okay. The name of the book is entitled 143, Love According to Music. And basically, the book is about my personal perspective and opinion on what this PR smell about. I'm definitely not presenting myself as any kind of authority on love, or at least not the last word on love, because I don't know everything. But I do know what I know, you know, and the music that I've put out so far is coming from that same place. So I just figure that I put it in a book form, because so many people are asking me to do that, you know, and that's actually part of the motivation to why meet many others. But I definitely pray that this book will help people become better lovers, and not just in bed, more so, even more so, as people who, you know, as a person who loves, you know, and if you want to become a better person in dealing with love, and not only with other people. You know, I think that the most important thing when it comes to love and how we deal with love is that ourselves first, and from then we'll be able to become better givers and receivers of love. But yeah, it's a very interesting book, and I really think a lot of people can gain a lot from this book. Even myself, I learned a lot myself, you know, from writing this book. So I know people can get a lot from it.
Well, bro, I want to say first and foremost, man, I mean, just looking at some of the music that you've written, man, and some of the music you've put out there, I think everybody is going to be it's going to be definitely a great book to read. I'm pretty sure everybody's going to want to love to see your thoughts and everything you think about love and relationships. And we hear it a lot. We hear it a lot in your music, and I think that's the reason why people love your music so much. And I definitely can't wait to read it, bro. I absolutely can't wait to read it. I know it's going to drop some knowledge on a lot of the brothers and sisters out there that are struggling with love and relationships, and I think it's going to help them. I absolutely think it's going to help them. I definitely can't wait to read it.
Yeah, man, I just think that we as people could definitely use better, a more realistic and a much more authentic perspective on what this love thing is all about. I mean, we've been conditioned to believe that it's a whole lot of things from these movies and these TV shows and even from these songs, you know, and I'll even say it myself, you know, from these songs. Right. It's all cool and fine. However, when you end up dealing with the reality of it, you find that you end up in a lot of situations that there is no song for. There's no favorite, you know, movie scene for it. Like, this is some real stuff, you know. Like, I ain't never seen this before, and I don't know how to deal with it. And a lot of people, they don't necessarily deal with it positively, you know. They may not necessarily make the best decision according to the situation. So I think that not only through the songs that I put out, but mostly in this book, I think that there's a lot of stuff in it that can help people deal with things more realistically by considering what's going on the other side. A lot of people always take that first person's position, you know. They always look right at it from their perspective. But you got to understand something. You're not in a relationship with yourself. You're in a relationship with somebody else. And what that means is that somebody else may have a totally different experience than you have right now, you know. So it helps to take that into consideration when you start making decisions for the both of you, you know. And then you want to get mad when they don't turn out right. Well, it's because you didn't consider both of y'all. You was only thinking about yourself. So
that's true.
It really helps out a lot of people when they consider a lot of things that I talk about in the book.
Now, when I heard you were doing it, man, I kept telling myself, man, just thinking about some of the music that you're putting out there and just listening to, and, you know, some of the lyrics that you've written in a lot of your music, I'm pretty sure like your other fans, man, I was telling myself, man, I really can't wait to read it, because looking at how he writes his songs and writes his music, I know the book is going to be good. I know it's going to be slamming. So, you know, I just told myself, man, I think it's really going to be an interesting read. I definitely can't wait to read it, and I'm pretty sure it's going to be a turner, you know, a page turner. Yeah. So I definitely can't wait to check it out.
And I need for people to know that it's not an autobiography, and I don't even consider it a self-help book either, you know, even though I do draw from personal experiences. And even though, you know, it's kind of set up like, you know, a do-it-yourself kind of thing, however, I don't want it to come across like that, because it comes with different inflections on that concept. But I don't want to interfere with the intention of what this book is about. The intention of this book is simply to assist people in dealing with this love thing a little bit better. You know, there is no right or wrong way. You know, it's all contingent on whoever the person that's reading it is. And however you interpret what it is that I'm saying, you know, whatever it is that I'm saying, I mean what I say, and I said it for a purpose, you know. However people take away whatever it is that they take away, you know, and maybe the more you read it, you know, and I highly encourage that. Don't just read it once, read it a few times, you know, because even like I mentioned before, by me reading it and by me proofing it and by me making sure that the words, you know, match up with my thoughts and my ideas and they're synonymous with my intentions at the same time, you know, the more I read it, the more I get out of it myself. So I highly encourage people not to just read it once. Read it a few times because you might miss something on the first, you know, on the first go around. You know, and the more you read it, you might pick up more. Like, oh wow, I didn't notice that the first time. Okay, now I really understand what he's trying to say. You know,
absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. Now I definitely got a couple really great questions for you, but I'm gonna wait because I know my co-host would like to get theirs in. Miss Fabulous, you got any questions for music?
Well, excuse me, I'm all choked up, and I never become, you know, starstruck, but OMG, I am actually speaking to one of my favorite, aside of Michael Jackson and the Beatles, favorite all-time artists. I'm just so taken.
Wow,
and this is Miss Fabulous speaking with music. Yes, I met you back in Virginia, Norfolk, Virginia, I want to say probably about 10 years ago. I was under the assumed name of Greek Goddess. I'm a poet and a playwright, and I actually interviewed you for an original magazine that was being publicized. You did something at the skating rink. Does that ring a bell?
Yeah, it kind of does, actually.
Yes, it was a video. I think you were a helping out or something like that, but all the kids, they gravitated towards you. You know, all the adults gravitated towards you, the elderly people. So I just want to just say, you know, nothing has changed because you are still the same person, still consistent, and still, you know, making the hits, but still changing lives. So I just want to just say thank you, thank you, thank you. I mean, that is just immenseful. You're such a blessing. You don't have any idea how much of a blessing. And I hope that your music continues and that you don't stop music, Soul Child, because you just don't know the way in which you impact people. You're either infected or affected by a person's music, projects, whatever, words or what have you. But please don't stop. Please continue to do what you're doing. Now, I'm off that soapbox.
I definitely want to say thank you. I really totally appreciate the sentiment. I do. I don't take it lightly when people express their compassion and affinity for my contribution to music. It's definitely a blessing when people are affected, you know, positively, of course, rather than infected by, you know, the music and my presentation of my artistry. I have so much more to give. I definitely don't plan on stopping. However, it has been a challenge, you know, to be authentic, to be consistent. You know, not to say that I haven't accomplished it, and of course, as you mentioned, and I'm definitely grateful for that. However, I say that it's a challenge because so many people expect you to just fall in line with all the trends and everything else that's going on, and you know, when you don't get the same kind of attention, and you don't have that same kind of celebrity like so many other people, it's very easy for people to kind of sort of put you off on the side because you're not as popular as everybody else, or you know you don't really see me on the magazines, you don't really see me on TV, you don't really hear me all over the place like that. So it's very easy for people to kind of sort of just put you off on the side like, well, he ain't really popping that hard, you know, so I guess he ain't really that dope, you know. So it's really good to hear when people say, yo, dude, like, no, like you're dope. Like, please don't think that you're not, you know, and because it's really easy to forget, especially when you have people in the game that almost go out of their way to try to make you feel like you're not as good as whoever it may be popping at the moment. And it's not a diss to nobody at all. You know, I'm in total support of everybody, you know, but you know, it's just easy to forget. So it's really nice to hear things like that. So I thank you. I really, really appreciate that.
Yes, absolutely. And you know, I know that a lot of artists, you know, they have the, how can I say this politely, have a way of, you know, cookie cutter, N-I-N-G, their music. And, you know, you've always remained an indie artist. You've always remained, you know, consistent in your artistry and your craft, as you mentioned previously. Actually, I have two questions. One, as it relates to your musical project, you know, again, you know, you are a different type of breed. When I think of you and your music, I think about people like Kanye Dawes, Ndambi, Van Hunt. I mean, you know, you're like the trailblazer for those women and men who are coming behind you. India Irie, of course, you know, definitely love all the music, love all the collaborations and things of that nature. So what I would like to say to you as a woman from Boston, I know you're a Philly man, see, because I'm a true fan, right?
Okay.
We chat for a long time at that skating rink, I promise you. I mean, the pictures were decent, so let me dig back and see if I can find them. But, you know, you really, really imparted a very close thing that was close and near to my heart. You said something I don't remember verbatim. I don't make music to make money. I make music to change lives. And this is,
wow.
I want to say, about 10, 12 years, I promise you, ago when you were, last and I had that conversation. That has stuck with me all this time. So, you know, to all the independent artists that are currently listening, that want to get on, if we say a colloquialism, do your craft and make music in order to not necessarily for profit, yes, but make profit of changing lives. So where do you see yourself in terms of the musical trend? Do you see yourself continuing on as an industry, or are you considering independent? Who are some of the artists in which you would like to work with? That's the first part of a two-part question.
That's a
like that.
Okay, but I'm going to do my best to answer it as best as I can. Well, for one, just to comment on the quote, and I do mean that. You know, I don't make music to make money. I'm in the business of music to make money. Yes. Mm-hmm. However, I don't make music to make money. I make music to change lives. So mm-hmm. What that means is everything that I do, you know, all the time and effort that I put into my music, my intention is to have it positively influence a person in the best way possible. You know, I want to inspire them, you know, to feel, even simply to feel better, you know, about life. I mean, you could have had a hard day at work. You could have just broken up with somebody. You could have had a traumatic experience in life, whatever that may be. You know, I want you to be able to put on my music, and it could not even relate to anything that you just been through, but just the simplicity of putting it on because of all the love that I put into it, that's going to permeate through to your core, and it's almost make you forget about everything that you just been through, you know, not to make it not to irrelevate it, but just to give you just that solace for like just a quick minute so that you can gather yourself so that you can be stronger to deal with whatever it is that you may need to deal with. Or it may not even be something that serious. It could just be something you might be just bored, or you just want something to make you feel good, you know, and it'll put it on and it'll just do just that. You're like, okay, I feel better about life right now because I just, you know, I had like a little music soul child session, you know, and I'm sure that I'm not the only person out there who makes music like that can have that effect on you, you know, like the people that you've mentioned and many, many, many others. And as I've mentioned before, we are out here and we are supporting real soul music, you know, however you want to define that. Unfortunately, us artists, we don't get the same recognition as, you know, a lot of these, you know, popular artists, you know, not to discredit them. However, I feel as though we put in, you know, just the same amount of work and effort that deserves just the same amount of recognition and accreditation. However, it just don't seem to be that way. And whatever the case may be as far as the game is concerned, it is what it is. However, we're still going to continue to do it because, as I mentioned before and as you mentioned before, we don't do it for the money. You know, if we did it for the money, then we would have gave up a long time ago. But apparently, there's a deeper meaning and a deeper purpose for why we do what we do, and it's heavily driven by our compassion for you guys, the audience,
that's
and
right.
the supporters, because
that's
you guys
right.
are you guys are our boss, you know. If just think of it, when you go to work, who pays you? Your boss. Okay, when we go to do our work, when we go to do these shows, and we go to make this music and put these albums out, who got to pay for it? You do, the consumer. You are the ones who go and buy the albums. It's not us. It's not a whole bunch of us that makes us go gold or platinum. It's not us that makes us sell out the show. We don't pay for those tickets. You guys pay for the tickets, so you pay us. So we are doing a public service that you guys are supporting, you know, and we are so in gratitude of that is what motivates us to continue to do it. You might find a person like Kanye Dawes or Van Hunt and look at him like, dude, you're not on the radio, you're not charting,
you ain't getting no awards or whatever, so why are you still doing it? Like, dude, I just love to do what I do. The fact that I can still work and people will still come see me and people will still support, like, that's enough, you know, because that's how it used to be back in the day. It didn't really matter how chart-popping you was. If you could still go out there and grind on that road, that's where it really matters, you know. So I like to be a representation of those artists who may be a little voiceless right now because they don't fit the criteria of what would be considered trending and popping, you know. And I plan to take this as far as I can, even as far as assisting other artists, known or otherwise, to, you know, achieve their dreams and goals in life in music. And I do definitely plan to make this as big as I can make it. I do want to, you know, I like to continue with the current status and the current criteria of the industry. However, that suit don't really fit me that much anymore, you know, because I'm trying to do something that the industry is kind of sort of, they're not willing to evolve, you know, they're not willing to evolve in that aspect. So it's either keep compromising and watering down, you know, to fit or,
that's right,
you know, expand and evolve to give you that much more, you know?
Yeah. Yes. Well, I'm not going to take up all the time because, you know, as my favorite artist and the late Michael Jackson and the Beatles, you know, I'm just ecstatic. I do want to make this statement real quick because you're synonymous with, you know, hitting messages and things of that nature. Now, this Facebook thing where, you know, people have these elongated middle names, you actually started that. And I wanted to ask you, you know, how your titles kind of like run on together, you know what I mean, without the dollar sign. And then also the significance of 143. People that know in the spiritual world or in the spiritual realm, number 7 is the number of completion, but number 8 is the number of beginnings. And, you know, 3 + 4 = 7 + 1 = 8. Any significance about new beginnings, or does that number hold a different significance? So let's talk a little bit about the run-on sentence. What gave you that method, or how did you come up with that equation, a formula, and what is the significance held for 143, Love According to Music?
I think you're making it way deeper than it actually is. I'm so sorry. But that is a very interesting take on it that I haven't really considered, you know, and I think I just might start incorporating that into my whole presentation, you know. That kind of made me sound a little deep, you know, so thank you. The run-on is just, it was just something fun to do. It actually started out, you know, when I used to write songs, and I used to write songs in public, and I used to be, you know, as some artists are, and I was one of them, I was a little neurotic, and I was a little psycho with the, you know, paranoia as far as people taking my stuff, you know. So I started this kind of like written code thing that I called myself, you know, using this written code of running everything together, you know. So by the time it took you to realize what I was writing, I would have realized that you were reading what I was writing, and I could have checked you like, yo, you know, don't read my stuff. This is personal, you know. I don't want nobody, you know. Because I thought, you know, I thought very highly of myself back then. But then after a while, I was like, you know what, ain't nothing new under the sun. Ain't nothing I can say that's never been said before, so it's really not that deep. However, I thought that I have developed was pretty interesting, so I just kept it, you know. And it's in the tradition of, you know, Sly and the Family Stone and George Clinton and them, and, you know, people back in the day in the 70s, they used to do stuff to make them seem really cool, you know, and I just thought it was fresh. Even Outkast, they did it, you know. So it was just something cool to do. And as far as 143, 143 is simply the numeric association with the phrase I love you. 1 for I, 4 for love, 3 for you. It's counting out the letters in those phrases. In your phrase.
I like that.
I love it. I love it.
That's clever. I think that's clever.
Thank you.
Yes, Amber, back off. Back off. It's my favorite artist. Back off, sweetie.
You know I'm over here heart pounding like I don't know what, because he's my favorite artist as well. We're going to have to share him.
No,
we're going to have to share him.
Well,
Mr. Music. How are you? Look, I'm sorry to be late, but I just can't hold it back any longer.
All good.
Do your thing, Amber. You do your thing.
I'm going to do my thing. So, Mr. Music, how are you tonight?
I'm good. How about yourself?
I'm great. Well, first of all, I'd like to let you know that I appreciate your music so much. I think that you're one of my top artists out there. But I just think as being a neo-soul artist, you guys don't get recognized the way you should. And like you said, you change lives with your music. And your music is very soulful, and it's like food to the soul, you know.
Right.
And as an artist, I'm just curious to know what artist inspired you to do what you do? Like, what type of music did you listen to, like, growing up? Or, you know, what really made you be the artist that you are today as far as inspiration?
Well, I have three main artists that I always attribute my musical presentation to. There's Donny Hathaway, Stevie Wonder, and Marvin Gaye. I always attribute my presentation of music to being heavily influenced by those three main artists. As a writer, as a vocalist, as a musician, as a lover of music, you know. However, with that said, I've been heavily inspired by so many different types of artists from so many different types of music. You know, I personally have never been genre specific. However, in this industry, you know, it's so demanded of you to pick a lane and just stay there. You know, I've always wanted to expand, but at any time that I've attempted at it, you know, I've had a whole bunch of naysayers saying, "No, you shouldn't do that because, you know, you'll confuse people. No, you shouldn't do that because you have to, you know, establish, you know, yourself as a brand. No, you shouldn't do that because, you know, you want to make sure that people can, you know, that whatever it is you're putting out is accessible and people can get in. You don't want to come across all, you know, aloof and way left field and, you know, don't know what you're doing and whatever." And I'm like, okay, I can understand you having that conversation with someone who's just winging it. You know, I get that. However, you're not talking to a person like that. Who you're dealing with is a person who's very clear on what it is that they're setting out to do. You know, it's just that I need the support and the platform, which is what you guys, the label, is supposed to generate and help represent. Unfortunately,
right.
You know, the case always turns out to be that they're more interested in achieving their agendas than mine as an artist. You know, I'm just a side dish, you know, and I'm very cooperative. I'm very understanding, and I'm a team player, you know. However, it gets to a point where you compromise so much that you begin to lose, you start to lose sight of what your intentions are because you allow so many other people to influence that. So I'm saying all of this to say that even though I have been inspired by so many things from so many different types of people, it hasn't ever really been reflected in my music, simply because I've always had to consider, you know, the outside influence. But more so in the future, I definitely plan on taking more risks and expanding a little bit more so that my influences will be reflected in my music. So that when I do say how the fact that I'm influenced by so many different styles of music, you will hear it in my music. I mean, I dibbled and dabbled with it here and there, you know, if you've been following my career, but I haven't really
gone the
full gamut. And I definitely feel like it's important to if you're going to do something, then commit to it and go hard, you know. And I would much rather people tell me to pull it back than to do more, you know.
Right.
Well, your name is Music Soul Child, so
right.
I mean,
and you figure people
you
would
have
allow
to explore.
Me freedom,
you have
you know?
To explore.
What?
Exactly.
Hey,
your name speaks for
exactly.
itself.
I'm doing my best.
You are doing it. You're really doing it. You also know a good friend of mine, Carl Thomas.
Oh, yeah, that's the homie. I just saw him out in Las Vegas.
Yeah. Yeah. And
no, Los
I
Angeles.
Mean,
I'm talking about Los Angeles not too long ago. My bad.
Yeah, I mean, he's also an artist like you as well. But as far as with the next album, what should we expect from it? I know you're going to dibble and dab, but like, kind of give us an idea what we should anticipate because I'm anxious.
Right, that's the thing. I really don't know yet because I haven't really put it together quite. And I think that I think I want to be in this space because for the last past 6 albums, you know, everything has been, you know, okay, do this again and do that again and then do that again and do that again. It's like, look, I like to just go into the studio, you know, and let inspiration happen so that it can be as authentic as I possibly can make it rather than I got to think about what's going to be played on the radio. I got to think about what could be up for a Grammy. I got to think about what the critics is going to say about that and what the people are going to say about this. Sometimes it helps to get to a place where you're not concerned about that. Not that you don't care, but you don't concern yourself with those things because when you do concern yourself with those things, it compromises the authenticity and it makes it very contrived because you end up reaching and you end up thinking too much. You know, I don't think that this music thing that's supposed to be passionate and it's supposed to be authentic should be overthought, you know, and I think that that is what, when you think like that, that's what creates writer's block and that what creates stuff being stale and, you know, I don't like that, you know. So what I can tell you though, whatever it is that I do, you know, it's going to be authentic, it's going to be, of course, with everybody in mind, you know. However, you can't please everybody, but I'm going to do my best to consider as many people as possible because I know there's people out there who don't just listen to R&B music or neo-soul music. You know, some people out there listen to jazz music. You have people that listen to gospel music. You have people that listen to rock and roll. You have people that listen to Caribbean, salsa, merengue, soca, calypso, reggae. You have so many different styles of music out there, and it's very unfair to force people to just listen to what you're doing. You know, I would much rather find out what it is that you like about music, and if not do it straight up, at least incorporate that into what I do. So I'll at least have something about what I do that you like, that you actually like, and you didn't feel like, okay, well, let me go ahead and try to get into it since this guy seems to be popular. And I'm like, no, don't do me no favors in that department because that's not doing you no favors. Let me do what you actually like. That way, when you dig it, it'll be for real, you know?
I like that approach. I like that approach.
Yeah. So out of your 6 albums, music, this is my last question. And, well, I'll ask more questions, but for now.
Yeah.
Out of your 6 albums, give me 5 of your favorite songs, and I'll tell you 5 of mine.
Wow. Okay.
We'll do an even exchange here. I'm just loving this because, I mean, you're like, I really love your music. You know, and it's very soulful. So it's just.
Thank you.
I'm just curious to know what are your 5 favorite songs out of all your albums that you've made?
I'm sorry. I don't know. This is very challenging to put a list together like that. But I'll do my best. Okay, I'll start with Just Friends because that's the one that started it all.
Yes.
I think that was a good representation of, you know, where I was musically at the time. And Love, of course, that I would have to say, you know, Love, you know, is definitely another one. I would have to jump to, Half Crazy, I think, because I've never heard anybody in R&B music, at least, that really, that really did a song in 3/4 timing, 6/8, however you want to call it, but with the guitar and, you know, just that 1-2-3, 1-2-3. I haven't heard.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah.
You know, and what I liked about it more so than anything is the fact that I was incorporating a little theory. I was incorporating a little, you know, almost like a little music lesson, you know, and I like doing it in my music. And that's 3 so far. Okay, 4. wow, this is not easy at all.
I agree.
I think that it would have to be so beautiful. So beautiful would have to be number four, I think, because that's one of the first times that I went into the studio, and I wasn't thinking about anything else but the music. You know, every other time I've been thinking about so many different things, and I had so many people in my ear about what I should do and blah, blah, blah. That was the first time that I just went in the studio, and I just sang whatever came to mind. It took me about 30 minutes to write that song.
Wow.
And it took me about two hours to record it. And the falsetto was actually the reference vocal, because it was like 3 a.m. and I was so tired that that's the only part of my voice that I had left that I would, you know, that I could really sing in. So I said, okay, let me just sing this melody down, so at least I don't forget it. And then when I come back tomorrow, I'll sing it in my natural chest voice that people are accustomed to. But when I came back to it, I was like, you know what, this is actually kind of hot. I'm gonna leave it just like this, you know. And so that song was a pivotal moment in my career for a lot of reasons. And number five, I think I would have to give it to my latest record, Yes, the song Yes, mostly because of what it represents and it being associated with breast cancer awareness and how much it has affected and touched people's lives, and, you know, campaigning breast cancer awareness, being on that mission and meeting the people, meeting the victims and meeting the survivors, and talk about, you know, their experience. In their experiences in dealing with it, you know, it's been a life changing moment in my life. That was a life changing moment in my life, and it's still changing me, because it's helped me to just to be that much more aware of the different types of people who are listening to my music and who are being affected by my music, which gives it just elevates it, you know, to a whole nother level, you know, that I couldn't have conceived, you know. So it's amazing when people tell me how much my music has affected their lives. You know, I was just in the studio, just, you know, spilling my heart out, you know, speaking my mind on things that I may have felt, you know, at the moment, you know, and I was like, okay, well, now that I got that off, okay, now move on to the next. But some people that get it, like, no, you have no idea how much this has changed my entire existence, dude. And I know it's something that you just did that one time in your life, okay, but this will forever change my life. I am different because I heard this song. I'm like, wow. Yeah. You know, and that song represents that for me. So just name five songs. They all do that for me in some way.
Okay.
So that's challenging, you know.
Wow. Okay, well, here's my five. I'll be quick with it.
Okay.
But Love.
Okay.
That song,
okay.
Oh, my gosh. It just is so emotional.
Thank you.
And the way you're doing those runs in that song, honey, let me tell you. You was hitting it perfectly. And then another song, Where Are You Going? Man, that's my jam. Okay, that's my jam. Now,
yeah.
I play the heck out of that song, and a lot of people, they don't understand it, you know, but it's just, it touched me in a way that, man, it's real. Because if you don't have that person in your life, sometimes you are lost.
Yep.
You know, you just have no sense of direction. Everything is messed up now because this person's not in my life anymore, you know. So you're just, it's a deep song. If you haven't heard, listen to it. It's deep.
It's on the phone call. Yeah.
Yes. Moment in Life. I love that song. It's a happy, it's a fun song. You know, I find myself doing the shingling and juking a little bit. You know, it's a happy, fun song.
Yeah.
If you want to uplift your
right.
environment or whatever, play it.
The interesting thing about that song is that, you know, just like many of other songs that I have, and when I was mentioning about incorporating different styles and formulas into my music, that song, the arrangement of the music is heavily influenced by... it's heavily influenced by a sound called Afrobeat from Nigeria that was made popular by back in the day called Fela Kuti, and he's basically, for lack of a better way of expressing who he is, if you don't know, he is basically Nigerian. Just put together James Brown and Barack Obama, and you have Fela Kuti.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah. But that song has great energy to it. Believe it or not, it's a great energy, happy type of song.
It's a very energetic style of music, you know, that one.
Yes. Good feeling music.
Yeah, that's very Afrobeat.
Yes. Oh, yes. Good feeling music. I love it. Teach Me.
Okay. Yeah. And
that's all I got to say.
That's that 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3 as well.
You know? That's all I got to say is Teach Me. And, of course, Half Crazy. I'm about to go crazy now, but Half Crazy because I've been there, done that. I could totally relate to that. You know what I'm saying? You know, I mean, seriously. And I have to throw in So Beautiful just because that's another song, a feel good song, and it's good for stepping. You know, it makes you. I don't even know how to step, but when I hear that song, I'm the coldest stepper in the world. Do you hear me?
Okay.
You know.
Let me tell you something. You kind of cheated there. You added another one there.
I couldn't help it. Yeah, because it's hard. I feel like you do. I like all of the music, you know, and it all has a. It gives me a different feeling. Each song gives me a different feeling.
And that's exactly what I think. It's hard to just pick five, yeah.
Yes, it really is. But I was trying to be short with it.
It's all good.
But it was a pleasure.
I feel good, bro, to know that I knew my co-host was going to be happy today. I feel good about that one. Actually, music, bro, I got three really – well, actually, you answered one of my questions for – I'm glad you mentioned the song Yes about breast cancer awareness because I was going to definitely ask you about that. I think that's an incredible song. I love the song. I love the video. It has some momentous meaning behind it. And if everybody hasn't checked out the video, you know, make sure you guys go on YouTube and check it out. It's an incredible video. I gotta say, one of my biggest questions for you, and I think we kind of touched on it a little bit. You know, looking at music, you know, right now, you know, it's a lot of people out there, bro, that's not happy with what they're hearing on the radio. It's not a lot of people that's happy with a lot of the new artists that are out right now. You know, people are just saying that, you know, you hear a lot of people say, man, I just don't listen to the radio. I don't like what they're playing. I just rather listen to the old stuff. And I really don't think that's a really good take on music right now, especially as far as some of these new artists that are really working hard to try to create some great music. But a lot of it is lacking personality. And I know back then when people were trying to get in music, that was one of the biggest things that labels and producers and managers were telling, you know, individuals, you got to have personality, you got to have a gimmick. And it's like nowadays, a lot of artists are lacking that. And, you know, so a lot of people are unhappy with music these days, and especially R&B. So a lot of people feel, you know, a lot of people would gravitate to big-time neo-soul artists like yourself and Jill Scott and India RE. And others in that genre. So your take, you know, on the way people are viewing music these days, and man, I mean, how can we change the minds of the listeners and get them back to listening to, you know, music again, and not discourage them from listening to what they're listening to now?
I'm gonna answer this question, and I'm really sorry. After this question, I really have to go.
Okay.
But here's the thing. What I've observed that has happened in just in the time that I've been active, you know, we're talking about from 2000 to now. This music industry has become such a thing where it began to become something so much more about so much more than anything that has to do with music, you know. It's like it's become a game, You know, it's no different. It's no different than, you know, you going to Vegas and gambling on, you know, on some cards, you know,
right.
or playing slot machine, and you just want the inside scoop, you know, or gambling on, you know, or betting on a horse, or, you know, or betting on a, you know, your favorite ball team, you know, you're betting on a basketball game, you know, it's gotten to that point, you know, where substance has become a non-issue. You know, because it's not a matter of, you know, what you can do. It's more so about how popular can you become, you know. So that within itself sort of irrelevates authenticity, because you don't have to be authentic. You don't have to be substantial. You don't have to be meaningful and passionate and have personality to be successful these days. You know, you just need for the right things to happen, to be associated with the right, and I'm saying this in quotations, you know, the right things to happen, to be associated with the right people, you know, and to have that right look, you know. So I think that that's the reason why you have people who are about, you know, authenticity, who are about substance, who are about quality. They don't really fit this new criteria because it demands too much attention. It demands too much respect. It demands too much recognition for what the average person has the attention span for these days. You know, they want something that's quick. They want to, it's not even the fact, it's not even a matter, at least the people on the surface, at least the people, you know, the popular music culture, you know. It's not even a matter of they want to go and investigate what it is that they like, you know. They like to be told what it is that they like, you know. So if I'm listening to the radio, case in point, if I'm listening to the radio and if I'm watching these videos and I'm reading these magazines and I'm logging onto these websites and blog sites or whatever the case may be, and they're telling me who the hottest thing is, then I'm just going to go ahead and take their word for it because of the credibility that I give that, you know, source. You know, I give them the authority to dictate to me what it is that's hot. Right. So today, tomorrow, somebody could come out of nowhere, and I literally mean nowhere. And if they're being co-signed on by the right people, they'll get the fullest shake in the world, fullest shot in the world.
Yeah.
If there's someone that comes out of nowhere that's kind of making music like me and nobody is vouching for, it's like good luck, you know. So it's very challenging.
The real music.
it's very challenging to be authentic when you see that it doesn't really take that, or the people that you would want to help you, to help support you in this game, they're not really concerned about that. So it's easy for people to say, well, you know, F all of this trying to be authentic. If I can just get money doing some dumb stuff, let me just go ahead and do it. You know what I'm saying? And it's not to discredit these people, but when you hear so many people complain about the lack of authenticity and the lack of substance and the lack of quality, and at the same time you see all of this stuff that has lack of that is the lack of substance, the lack of quality, the lack of authenticity, that's winning over substance, quality, and authenticity, it puts a person like me in an awkward position, because it's like, well, I'm out here grinding, busting my ass, you know, trying to get y'all this authenticity, this quality, this substance, but I can't get, you know, I got to work so hard just to get 5 minutes of your time. But here it is, somebody who just woke up, threw something on, said a couple words to a janky beat, and they, you know, they got the hottest record in the world. You know, I mean, don't get me wrong. It's all creativity. I don't hate on nobody. It's all creativity, and I love it all, and I support it all. However, when you want to talk about cross-referencing matters of quality up against each other, okay, now we're having a totally different conversation now. You know, now you're talking about the quality of things. Now you're talking about the value of things. You know, a dollar and $100, yeah, it's all money. Until, you know, you need to buy something that costs more than a dollar. Okay, all of a sudden, that dollar don't have that same value, but you want to treat it like it does. And here I got $100, and you want to treat that like it has no value. That doesn't make sense to me. That doesn't make sense to me at all. So
right.
I'm just saying this to say that if you want substance, then support substance. If you complain about the stuff that you hear, then stop supporting it, because these artists are not buying it themselves. They're not. They don't have their own radio stations that they're playing it on. They're not calling in requesting these songs. You know, they like for them to be played, but there's people that's working them, and if you keep supporting it, then that's what you will get. However, if you want other stuff to win, then you need to support it. If you don't support it, then you won't see it. You won't hear it, you know? So it's out there. We're out here. We out, you know, like they say, we out here. We out here all day, 25-8. We out there. You know what I'm saying? But people get to you if you don't ask for it.
Yes. Yes. Well, brother, first and foremost, music, I want to say it's an absolute pleasure, bro, to have you on the show. You just dropped some knowledge on everybody, and I really hope they were paying attention. I want to say it's a blessing to have you on the show. I know we definitely got a lot we like to talk to you about, but I know you gotta work. I know you gotta get out of here, but I would love to invite you back, bro, to do a part two with you, and definitely get it in with you. As far as I'm concerned, in the D-Hour Show family, the D-Hour Show is now your home, man. You're always welcome here anytime. You got a key to the door, brother. You can come in anytime you want and join us and, you know, and politic with us and have some fun with us and talk with us. You're always welcome. You always got a home on the D-Hour Show, and we're going to continue to support you, absolutely, because we all love you at the D-Hour Show. We're going to continue to support you, play your music, and I'm definitely going to read your new book, because I can't wait to see the substance that you have in your book. I definitely can't wait to read it.
Watch it in the tablet.
And we can't wait to see the new music that you're going to put out and all the new endeavors that you're going to be bringing to us in the future, man. I think with you, as an artist like yourself in the music business, I think the future of music looks bright. So I want to say thank you so much for that, bro.
We love you as you are. We love you. Don't change. Keep bringing that life-changing music, that soulful music, that music that's good for us. You know, please continue to do that, because we love you. We love you so.
As long as you guys still support me, and as long as God allows it, you know, I'll still continue to do it, to do what it is that I have to do, and I'll do it with what I have to do it with, and I'll just keep giving you what I have to offer, you know, and I'll just keep pushing it, and I'll keep doing my best to take it further and further, however far that goes, you know. I'm willing to evolve and take that journey, as long as you guys are willing to roll with me, you know.
Well, absolutely, bro.
I'd like to be president of your fan club. That's what I'm proposing, Amber. We've got to split that. Look, this is 50-50 here, okay? You know, we got to split music. We got to split the fan club. I'm sorry.
Oh,
it's 50-50.
Wow. Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I remember the phrase from 12 years ago. And I've gone through several master degree programs. Like, I can't even talk. And that's what I remember. All the things I need to remember, I remember that. That's a good thing.
Well, music, I want to say thank you so much, bro. It was an absolute blessing. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. And I definitely can't wait to get it in with you, man, and do a part two with you on the D-Hour Show. And it was an absolute blessing, bro. And we're going to continue to keep supporting you.
Thank you. I really, really appreciate that. Thanks for having me. God bless you all.
All right, bro. God bless you. It's the D-Hour Show on Blog Talk Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the one and only Neo Soul superstar, Mr. Music Soul Child in the building. Absolutely great, intelligent brother, man. I definitely can't wait to get it in with him again. We're going to have some fun talking with him again. Right now, we're going to take a quick music break. And right now, we're going to debut... we're going to give you guys a D-Hour Show world premiere music song, Yes, the song that, you know, we talked about as he supports breast cancer awareness with this song. So we're definitely going to get it in with you guys. The D-Hour Show world premiere of Music Soul Child's joint, Yes, right here on the D-Hour Show. We'll be right back. We got more. We got a little bit more show for you. So D-Slade, Miss Fabulous, and Amber will be right back right here on the D-Hour Show.
Yes.
Let me get this out the way so there ain't no gone for us. No, but I know things don't stay the same. People grow and seasons change, but when it comes to love, don't you feel like you ever gotta worry about my feelings changing for you over time? 'Cause when I say I'm here, girl, I mean it. So when the world and the odds are against us, you won't have to question. The answer is yes. When two or 3 years from now you start having some doubts about if this love will last, the answer is inside of you, you don't have to guess. The answer is yes, 'cause I love you. All I care about is your happiness. But the answer is yes. People just don't stick around, build you up and let you down. But I'm not one of those. Now I understand that you've been burned.
I don't know where to stay.
It's the D Hour Show on Blog Talk Radio. It's your boy D Slate getting in for the fit ins, no doubt. Playing the hits. Absolutely playing all the hits. You know how we do it. Got D Slate, Miss Fat, Miss, and Amber in the building. You just got to listen to Bobby Brown's new hit joint, Don't Let Me Die. Before that was Music Soul Child's new hit single, Yes, in the support of breast cancer awareness. So make sure you guys definitely check that video out on YouTube. Incredible video, and of course, incredible music as always by the brother Music Soul Child. I want to get some closing comments. We got a few minutes in the show. I want to get some closing comments real quick from my lovely ladies about our interview tonight with music. I'm gonna start with Miss Fabulous.
Wow, I'm just so taken by the opportunity and the honor to be able to speak with such a true artist. As mentioned before, there are a lot of people who are emerging on the scenes of music, no pun intended, M-U-S-I-C, but music with a Q kind of brought it all back to perspective to understand if you do something and you love it, you do it for that reason. I mean, we all have to have our earnest living. We all have to have money to make the world go round. But at the end of the day, when you have in your heart of hearts and you know that you put the best effort and your best foot forward to not only please yourself but to please God first and foremost and then the people in which support you, that's the best feeling ever. I mean, his music is not even – it's epic. You know, it's beyond words. It's epic. It's life-changing. And I'm just really blessed and honored to be able to say, hey, I've had the opportunity to not only, you know, speak in the form of an interview with one of my favorite artists, but to have interviewed him, you know, years ago as well. So I think it was a great, great opportunity. The D Hour Show, you know, kudos to you, D Slate. You're always looking for new emerging ways to, you know, bring to the audience good words of wisdom. So it was just incredible. I thoroughly enjoyed it, and I really hope the listeners out there, the D-Hour Show family, I hope you got something out of it as well.
Absolutely. Amber, your closing comments about
it. I'm just in awe still. I'm like OMG, bold capital letters here. once again, you did it again, D-Slate. You know, you came through with a great artist, who happens to be one of my favorite artists as well, giving great advice, very down to earth, very soulful, very real. I feel like I'm blessed right now, you know, to have this opportunity to talk to, you know, artists like music on this show. So, you know, this was a good night, and yes, you did surprise me. I don't know if he surprised you, Miss Fab, but I was surprised. I had no idea, and you know, it was a great interview, and I feel like, you know, I'm on cloud number 12 right now. So,
That's right.
Yes.
Well, you know, I want to say this as my closing comments for tonight. First and foremost, you know, Music Soul Child is one of my favorite artists. I think he has some incredible music. I love all his music, you know, all his albums. You know, the brother speaks some serious knowledge and feeling and emotion and creativity in his music, and as well as a lot of neo-soul artists like himself and Jill Scott and Macy Gray and Dombey and, Kanye, you know, Dawson, so many other artists like that in the neo-soul genre, who he stated a point tonight as to where, the validity is as far as the nature and the stature of their place in music, you know, whereas, you know, a lot of people are supporting some of the big-time R&B and pop artists and different things like that, and a lot of neo-soul artists don't get the type of credit that they deserve. And he's right. They put in a lot of work, and they put in the same grind when they make their music. And they deserve, just like when we support our independent artists that we showcase on the D Hour Show on the radio network, you know, the neo-soul artists, they deserve that type of recognition. Yeah, he's right. Then they're not on a lot of award shows. and different things like that, but they deserve that recognition because they put the same work, they put the same grind and the type of creativity that they do. And I'm going to say this, music, and I hope, brother, I hope you're listening right now. I truly do think that you sit among a lot of the well-known and popular artists that are out there right now, and I can attest that a lot of your fans will probably agree with me. As well as Jill Scott and India Ari and Angie Stone and Macy Gray and other artists like that, I think that you guys definitely sit in the same area as a lot of the big time artists that we hear on the radio, and you deserve that recognition as well. Because of you're just as talented and just as creative as them. So I say that I thank you for the type of music that you produce, and you guys have pioneered a new genre of music that we call neo-soul. And I thank you guys for giving us something like that and giving us that type of music and giving us something new and old. I say new and old. New because you pioneered a new genre. Old is because you still have some of that old classic type of R&B that we loved listening to back in the day, and you guys bring that when you unleash your creativity into your music. That's the type of feel that you bring into that music. So I thank you guys so much for giving us that kind of music and giving us something to hold on to and giving us some flavor to taste and giving us something to cling on to as far as this music industry is concerned. So thank you guys so much for that. And I also want to say that, all the independent, up-and-coming artists out there, that's the nature of what we do. We believe in you. We believe that you're just as talented as a lot of artists out there. You deserve to be heard just like everybody else. And we're not going to take that away from you. We're going to be the voice for you. We're going to be the outlet for you. So to give you an opportunity to be heard, to give you an opportunity to showcase your talent. That's what we're here for. That's what the D Hour Show Radio Network is here for. And I just want to say it is my pleasure, and it is an honor for me to be able to do that for you guys and give you guys that type of outlet. I absolutely love the individuals that I work with, very intelligent and very astute, and I think that we have some big things in the future as far as the D Hour Show Radio Network is concerned, and I can't wait to see the reactions of what we're going to offer you guys in the future, because we got some big things coming, and I hope you guys enjoy it as much as we do. And on that note, I want to say thank you guys so much for joining us tonight. Big shout out to my man Music Soul Child for joining us as well tonight. And make sure you guys check out the D Hour Show every Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday. Check your local listings for times, and make sure you guys check out NDF Saturday this Saturday. We got a great show, some great interviews. Definitely make sure you guys check out this Sunday, the Covenant Cafe with Lamont Ferguson and Poetic Lace. They got another great show for all the Christian artists and all the Christians and the saints of God out there that love gospel music. Make sure you guys check out the Covenant Cafe, and as well as this coming Monday with my girl, Poetic Justice, a.k.a. Miss Fabulous, the I Got Something to Say show welcomes neo-soul artist and superstar Miss Leela James is going to be in the building on the I Got Something to Say show.
Wow.
So make sure you guys tune in. It's going to be a great show. And make sure you guys keep tuning in and supporting the D Hour Show. We love you guys very much, and we're going to keep showing you how much we do that. It's the D Hour Show on Blog Talk Radio. It's your boy D Slate, Miss Fabulous, and Amber, and we want to say have a joyous, joyous Thursday night. Be safe, and we'll see you guys next time.
Good night.
Good night.
Tell me who the hottest in the town. Reaching your location, even places not around. travel through your airways, stimulate your intellect, and you ain't even know. It's broadcasted from the internet, giving you what you want, showing love to the hood, even to the burbs, so yeah, it's all good. No, they ain't like other stations, following the trend, and 10 minutes later, the same song again. It's the D-Hour Show, yeah, I said it so you know. Coming first in any challenge, on your mark, set, go. If you're ready, let's roll. Let's hop aboard the starship, the hottest spaceship, showing love to underground artists. Yeah.